Well, let's turn now to the police shooting death of a 15-year-old African-American boy in Texas Saturday night. The police chief of Balch Springs, a suburb of Dallas, is now saying that the original police account was wrong. On Sunday morning, officers said a car filled with teenagers was driving towards them in an aggressive manner, so they opened fire. A rifle shot traveled through the passenger side window, killing 15-year-old Jordan Edwards. But after reviewing footage from body cameras, Chief Jonathan Haber determined the car Edwards was in was actually driving away. NPR's Wade Goodwin is following this. Wade, tell us more about what the police said initially on Sunday morning, the morning after the shooting. What was the context?
Well, the context was that, you know, already by even by Sunday, the family was of Edwards was very upset and calling for an investigation and for the officer to be charged. So they held a press conference, and Chief Haber said that the car, there had been some unknown altercation between officers and the car, or at least with the car. It was a strange way of putting it, and that the car then back toward his officers in what he said was an aggressive manner, and that his officers opened fire on the car, shot into the car, and killed one of the teenagers.
And by the way, the police were in the area because there had been a call about kids drinking, and there was a party there. But here we have that account that the police give, and then we have the chief calling another press conference and saying that, in fact, he looked at body cam footage. That car was not coming towards the officers.
The second press conference was completely different in both tone and content. Chief Haber was visibly upset, emotionally wrought. He said that, in fact, the car, although it initially did back toward the officers, that it stopped, put itself, the driver put the car into drive and was driving away from the officers when the shots were fired. There was no more talk of the car being driven in an aggressive manner, and there were a lot of apologies from the chief, who said at one point that after viewing the video that he was deeply unsure that the shooting met the police department standards.
Yeah, we have heard from the family's lawyer, Lee Merritt, who says the family wants justice. They're comparing this to other high-profile deaths of blacks during encounters with police. Here's his thoughts.
We are declaring war on bad policing. This has happened far too often. We are tired of making the same rhetorical demands.
And Wade, what else are you learning in your reporting?
So we know that a neighbor called the police, not that they knew that there was any underage drinking, but that there were so many cars parked on the block for this party that some of the driveways were being blocked in, and they called that perhaps there might be underage drinking. In fact, the teenagers in the car had not been drinking. They were not armed. When the police originally arrived, the kids scattered. You know, I think the mother was not at home. I don't think there was any drinking going on, but there was a lot of music and partying and dancing, and they ran. And then there were shots fired, and both the boys and the police heard these shots being fired, and that put everybody on edge. The teenagers said that that made them think, let's get out of here. And the police said they heard the shots. And I think the shots being fired, we don't know who fired shots, where they were.
Well, you don't
they
even
were
really,
pops.
You don't even really know if they were shots, do we?
We
I
don't.
Mean, it could have been backfires, anything. Yeah.
It could have been fireworks. We don't know. But both the teenagers and the police felt like there were might have been shots. And so I think that raised the tension level of everything so that the young men were eager to get out of there and the police were on edge.
Well, and this young man was a straight-A student, a standout athlete, beloved by his schoolmates, according to accounts. I mean, this has just got to be devastating there.
Not that this makes any difference, but Jordan Edwards was clearly a rising star at Mesquite High School. 15 years old, he was smart, he was a very talented football player, and he was affable and friendly when the football coach said that when he first arrived, Jordan arrived there within hours in his office to make friends. He wanted to play college football. He was working out all the time. This was a young man who was a rising star at this high school.
We'll continue to follow this story. NPR's Wade Goodwin. The story is of the police shooting of African-American teen Jordan Edwards in Balch Springs, Texas. The police chief there saying the original account of the shooting is wrong. Wade, thank you.
You're quite welcome.